Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We're joined on the line by Nema Chabalala Jr. Talking to us about the Adventist Men's Congress in the Transorange Conference. Good afternoon to you, Nema.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
No, I'm all right. The Lord is excellent.
Lovely.
The Lord is always met.
Lovely, man. Great to have you on the show. Now, if you're listening out there to the radio and you are a gentleman, this one is all about you. Women's Month is coming to an end, and next month, the Transorange Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Men's Ministries will be having a men's congress. And today, we are joined by the regional coordinator, one of the organizers of the event, to tell us what we can expect from this experience. Now, Nema, please tell us what this Congress is about, the venue, the dates, the cost, the theme, and who the speakers are.
All right. First and foremost, this is the Men's Congress, one of the first of its kind, especially on the armor desk. Mm. All right. The whole aim of the Congress is for the Adventist Men's Ministries to be finally federated. In all the years that the Adventist Men's Ministries has not been federated, this year is the year that we want to see it being federated. Mm. So all the men will be gathered up, and we are hoping to be having about, over 300 men, you know. But we were just looking forward to the day whereby we are all going to be gathered together as men, starting next week on the 5th to the 7th. Of September, down in Castle Bush Inn.
Castle Bush Inn, you say?
Yes, in Kalinen, Mshanga.
I see. Yes. Right, yeah. Please go ahead. What's the cost and the theme?
All right. The theme is, we're still on the theme under rebuilding the walls. Mm. As men, we have to rebuild the walls because we can see that the walls have been dilapidated. And so it is upon us as the Adventist men to wake up from our position of responsibility and rebuilding the walls. So, as I said, that we'll be meeting on the 5th to the 7th of September, and we're having the dynamic speakers, such as in terms of finance, we'll be having Brother Thapelo Moloi. We've got Dr. Zipho Zonke Mbatha. Mm-hmm. We've got Dr. Chongimpi Papu. Mm-hmm. We have Advocate Nigelo Bangisi, and we also have Pastor Tefo Manyane. So it's a feast, and it's going to be rocking, man.
Wow. No, it definitely does sound like it's going to be rocking. What's the cost?
The cost right now, it is 1.6. And then there's a cost for 1.9. Unfortunately, the one for 2.4, it is fully booked. All right, which was for non-sharing. But this for the 1.9, it's a 2-sleeper room. And then the 1.6, it's a 4-to-10 sleeper. So those are the ones that are currently available as we speak. And then for day visitors, it will be 500 rand if you're coming for a day. And also, I needed to mention that we'll also be having a gala dinner. Oh. And also home choir, yes. The gala dinner, that is when we'll be announcing the new executive of the Adventist Men's Ministries when it shall be fully federated.
Beautiful, man. I think this is fantastic news. Definitely fantastic news. Now, rebuilding the walls is the theme. And what exactly do we want to achieve? Rebuilding the walls? Please talk to us about the theme.
Rebuilding the walls, we are rebuilding the character of the Adventist men.
All right.
As I said earlier, that for a long time, as the men, as the Adventist men, we've been slumbering on the position of responsibility. With the current keynote speakers that we have, they shall all be addressing the issues of the current Adventist men in the 21st century, where the men actually supposed to be positioned at this current juncture. And so very important that each and every man should be attending this Congress, because it is for the Adventist men's on good, that all roads will be leading down to Castle Bush Camp.
Man, it's a fantastic, fantastic. Now, as far as you are concerned, why do you think it's important for men in particular to come together for these kinds of programs?
Brother Zama, the problem is that the man has actually been looked down upon, you know. It's all about, I mean, restoring your position within the church, with restoring your position within your home, restoring your position within the community, that you can stand up and be heard, so that you can stand up and that the Adventist man's voice may be heard in all the spheres of life, you know, because I mean, this is one department or this is one segment of the church which has, I mean, been looked down upon. It does not have any recognition that it deserves. It's just a dormant. It's just a redundant. And as a result, those very walls are the ones that have been broken down, and they are the ones that need to be restored and rebuilt and returned back to the master himself.
Lovely. So you say it from 5 September?
Yes.
What
5 September, Friday, the 5th of September, immediately at 17 hours, we're kicking off.
We're kicking off
the conference. So, and then registration will be from 12 o'clock.
From 12 o'clock. Yeah, that's what I wanted to check. So registration is from 12 o'clock midday on Friday the 5th. Yeah. And then the Vespers will then begin at around what, 7, 6?
At around 6.
At around
God
6.
Willing.
God willing.
Anyway, it will be summertime. Yeah, it will be summertime anyway. And so we are just hoping that, I mean, by 6, we should be in full swing.
And then what is the anticipated program? You said there's a gala dinner, which is on Saturday evening, I assume?
Yes. On Saturday evening, we'll be having our gala dinner. And then Sabbath afternoon, we'll be having a presentation by Brother Thapelo Moloi, in terms of finances. You know, I mean, finances are the order of the day. So, I mean, he'll be throwing in a few, I mean, pointers of stewardship. We are also calling on the young men as well. We'll be having a separate section for the young men where they'll be addressed specifically in their own room at their own level.
Now, you're saying young men.
We also have packages that we have prepared for all the men that have registered for the Congress.
Oh,
and I'm not going to, please don't allow me to, please don't allow me to unpack the, what's the name, the package. It's a surprise.
No, I'm not going to. Now, I hear you talking about young men. What are the age groups that you're expecting at the Congress?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. Come again?
I'm saying I hear you talking about young men. What are the age groups that you're expecting at the Congress?
We're looking at as from 13 years.
From 13 years.
To, 13 to 23, 24, somewhere there, yes.
So 13 to 24 are the young people, and then what is the maximum age of attendees that you're expecting?
We're expecting about 300 men.
Yeah, and then...
To be present.
Lovely. And you're expecting men as old as what, 70 years?
As long as we're a man, you are relevant.
As long as you're a man, you are relevant. Oh, man, that's good. And then some ladies would be listening and say, oh, man, can we also come? Would you allow would you allow them to come?
They have their own End It Now programs. They have their own Dockers Federation programs. This is the time for men to sit and face each other. And we face the issues. As men, all right, having the women over, it wouldn't, I mean, fulfill the purpose. Unfortunately, sorry.
So if the wife back home says, "Well, my love, I'm coming with you," you are saying that the husband must say, "Not this time, lovey."
Yes, please. Please, I mean, we allowed them to go to their End It Now program dressed in red and black and in all their colors and speaking to each other as women. So can you please just allow the men, right? We'll urge the wives and the mothers to please grant their husbands the visas,
yes,
all right, to go and gather up with the other men and speak men's stuff.
from men's health to men's finance to men's religion, everything. Male, 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 male. This is not mankind. Lovely. It is male.
Wow.
Specific.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good, man. Exciting stuff, exciting stuff. Now, before I let you go, do you have any guest groups or maybe surprise group or anything like that?
They are there, but we don't want to release their names as yet.
We're
still checking out some few technicalities, yes.
There's some cat in the bag there.
There is, my lord.
Lovely. Man, Nema, I must thank you so much for coming through. It's fantastic to hear that. I do hope that all the men listening are going to be trying to make their way over there. Well, we'll try our best as well to see if we can make a turn there. Thank you so, so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.